Cosmo's in North Canterbury now with Steve Day to find out about a tractor adventure raising money for a good cause.
We're a group of people that formed an organisation called the Heartland Tractor Trek. We're in outside the Super Cheap Auto premises in Rangiora, where we've just conducted the starting formalities for the Heartland Tractor Trek. That's going to take us down to Timaru this evening. Then we head on down to Outram near Dunedin, across to Ranfurly, Cromwell, then to Wanaka, to Wheels at Wanaka for 3 days. Then we head up to near Twizel, Geraldine, and then back up here to Rangiora.
And what's the story behind this tractor trek?
The story behind it is that my wife and I are heart kid grandparents to Oliver. Oliver will be 2 in May. He's been through the process of being in Starship, and now he's back out into the community, being supported very well by Heart Kids New Zealand. This was set up so it was an opportunity for us to give back to the organisations that support these Heart Kids and Heart Kids New Zealand.
Yes, yes, and so it sounds like Oliver's doing really well.
Yes, he is. He's a dear little guy, and very special to us, and as any grandchild is, but even more special after what he's been through. For example, he had 3 heart operations before he was 6 months old. There's 12 heart kids born per week in New Zealand, and they are the largest sector group user of Starship's facilities.
And how much money are you hoping to raise?
Well, it's always a difficult thing to target this, but Heart Kids New Zealand felt that we should be capable of gaining enough funding for around $75,000. We've already got $48,000 in the bank, basically, before we started. So we're quietly optimistic. We may even be fortunate enough to double that.
Where are you from, Steve?
I'm from New Plymouth in Taranaki. So 3 tractors have driven down. We've done the 750-kilometre trip from New Plymouth down to Rangiora, and then we've joined up here with another 5 tractors that are carrying on from here.
Now, these are all Chamberlain tractors that really do stand out because they're all orange.
Yes, they're all 1960s Chamberlain tractors of various different models. They were developed in Western Australia for broadacre cultivation. One of the things that appeals to us about them is that they're capable of quite a good road speed, so we're sitting at about 40 kilometres an hour on the open road. And they're also, they've got a double seat and a cab, so they've got all the luxuries, really.
Yes, and along the way you did have a wee accident. Tell me about that.
Unfortunately, up just south of Levin, I was well off the road and was hit by a logging truck that could have given a lot more room than what he did. Fortunately, the good folks at Rod Clifton Motors launched into business and helped out straighten out the rim that was severely bent, and I managed to keep going and just catch the ferry.
Nothing is going to stop you from doing this trek, Steve.
No, we've come too far. We've been planning this for nearly 18 months, and now it's all about doing what we set out to do, and that's just help the Heart Kids.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and if I could just say, if anyone wishes to donate, we'd be very grateful if they would go to heartlandtractortrek.nz, where they can donate. Even the cost of a coffee would be very, very welcome. Thank you.
Steve Day,